we have that much room. But then we'd have a way more cantilever.
Well, that's where we would have.
Right, have those, right, right.
But this, yeah, I just, you know, but
is Jed not coming tonight? I don't know, I did not hear from him.
Okay.
She's being still.
Roll in.
Roll in.
I am curious about your aesthetics.
I have like a 200-year-old.
I understand you're responsible.
But I have tables that people actually sit at.
Who said that to you? Who said that to you?
On the table.
Wilson told me that.
Wilson told you, no. You go right to the assistant chief.
Oh, they, yes, I'm sorry.
You go right to the assistant chief.
Yes, I was told that.
It looks ugly. It looks terrible.
Wilson said, I heard you saw it. I hope you like it. I go that big, ugly, orange 4 on. Other than that, it says orange 4 Village.
We should go like all this without doing this sort of.
It's just a decal. Can we take that off?
Well, it's going to cost money. Looking. It's going to cost money.
I wonder if we couldn't even.
He said maybe it'll grow on you. I don't think so. I better call to order the April 16th Joint Planning and Zoning Architectural Board of Review meeting.
A little.
Anthony Lazar.
Here.
Kathy Moran.
Here.
Eric Newland.
Here.
Scott Lewis.
Here.
Brian Hitt.
Here.
Judd Klein. Mayor Kathy Mulcahy.
I'm here. Okay, who is here for the Orangedale Road edition? Are you Neil Whitcup?
Yes.
Please join us.
Okay, you're our lead architect now.
Okay, so the only question that was brought up by our architect was HVAC.
Right.
So you know about that?
Yes.
Okay. And the engineer had some recommendations as to the. Did you, Mr. Whitrup, have you gotten the letters from
the
engineer?
Yes, I got.
Okay. He has some good recommendations.
Yes.
So this doesn't go beyond the footprint of the building currently?
No, it's just on the rear.
It's just on the rear, and, well, I guess it goes, it sticks out a little bit, but it's a whole big, huge backyard, right?
Yes.
And
Sue Bailey.
Paige.
Bailey.
Bailey?
Yeah.
The exterior thing looks to be appropriate, but the vinyl seems to match all the existing conditions.
All right, guys, just have one meeting. Thank you.
The eaves, the roof line, the shingles, everything's designed to match existing, correct?
There's a whole new roof going on.
Okay.
Is that the one that John made a comment about how it's going to match if it doesn't have trim? Or is it another house? That's a different addition? Okay.
I do have one question for you. These stairs go down to the crawl space, correct?
No, that's a full basement underneath.
A full basement. What is on the opposite side? What's open. Underneath the stairs?
Oh, that's all open, full basement.
Well, right. From this direction, so this goes down. Does this go upstairs from the direction? There's no upstairs?
No.
Hello, Mayor.
Okay, so this is just some kind of under stair storage area?
Right.
Okay, just a suggestion, as a value-added thing. Since you're removing this door, if you built a wall across here, you could give your owner a walk-in closet under all the space and under the stair, if you box that in.
That's a complete hallway there.
Good. Mm-hmm. They should.
To make this a hallway going all the way back right there.
Right. So it used to be the entrance to the master, correct?
Right.
But now the door is in here, so now this is just a dead end?
Yes.
So if you did build a wall here, you could give this space back to the master closet. That might be helpful.
It could be.
If the owner finds that to be valuable. Just a suggestion.
Yep.
Value added.
That's what we do.
Motion to approve with the recommendations?
Well, when you say the recommendations, I don't know that we're making that.
With the you said the architect and the.
No, I mean, the architect commented on a building item, you know, right? The HVAC compliance sheet.
That's the building.
And the
engineer commented on a plumbing item.
He recommended changing some pipes, making that mandatory.
So that was just a recommendation from the engineer?
Yes.
Yeah, he was just trying to add value.
Do you intend to
adopt that recommendation?
Oh, yeah. The it's a septic system, and we're moving the septic. There's a, right now, this area right here is the there's existing crawl space right here. The clean out is right here where the addition is going to go. Mm-hmm. We're going to cut that clean out and then take it to like 2 foot out of the there because it's right now it's right here because this is all dirt. Right. It's right there. And then there'll be all new complete plumbing from that area coming back in. From the clean out, we're putting the clean out on the outside the same way it was here. And then there'll be all new plumbing coming back in time to, into the existing and to the into the to the new.
Nice.
And I think that this was one of his concerns there. And the other one was the heating. We're bringing in the same heat off the furnace. The furnace is only like 10 years old, and it was upgraded. And there's, I get myself confused here. There's one in here that we're going to relocate into the bathroom here. Then there's another one here that we're going to take over to there. So we'll be adding only one heat run to the existence system. We're using two that are there right now, and then we're going to add one more. Yeah.
So you're going to do what those two recommendations are stating. Okay.
Yep.
So yes, Mayor.
Okay, there's been a motion made subject to the engineer's recommendations. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions, concerns?
Yeah, there may be one thing you might want to think about taking this footer that you said this is a full basement.
It's a full basement that's here? There now, but we're tying into where we're tying in. One wall is full basement. Okay. The other part is an existing crawl space. So
this is full basement. I take it over here. So I would, you may want to consider just taking that footer down to the, digging down and bare on the footing.
To the, you're to talking the about on the house where it's existing. Well, that's where that corner wraps around. So that's going to have to go all the way down. Because right here is the end of the existing foundation. Yeah. And we're coming around there because that was the only way to get the roof lines to work.
Right. Yeah, just that's a little problematic when you don't tie in those at those corners there. So you may get some cracking if you don't go down some settlement.
We're going to try and put in a pilaster on the outside where the tie-ins are on both for like a double protection.
You can literally just kind of dig down on the footer, pour, and then pour your slab on an angle.
Yep.
That'll
avoid the distributed load on that wall.
Yeah.
And also, just a quick thing on the section. You're showing a 4-inch mud slab. Code will let you take that down to 3.
On the inside the, on the crawl space?
Yes.
That's so all it would be. Might Steve take you a few put that on go. There, you know. I mean, it's like, okay.
What you save there, you'll spend on that extra footing.
Yeah.
You can use that concrete.
Take that concrete.
Somewhere useful, right?
Yeah.
Any other comments, concerns, questions? Father Rob Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
It.
Yes.
Bond.
Yes.
Mayor Marquez.
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Catherine Middleton. This is for a second floor addition on Orange Meadow Lane. And I had a question on
matching finish.
Oh, what?
Matching what? I didn't mean to interrupt. Finishes. Exterior.
Oh.
Roof
right,
and siding.
Yeah, he
yes.
said front elevations. How are they going to match existing siding and roofing with no trim?
Right.
I just want to point that out. I just want the board to know the comments as they're looking at it.
Yeah.
And where's the engineer's office?
This is far more.
I was, I did submit this to get on the
agenda
here, hoping in the meantime the homeowner would have selected the contractor so we could have a conversation. They were decided to be a couple people. The roof is not more than 5 years old, so one, the contractor say he would have no problem matching it since it's not more than 5 years old. However, of course we want it, you know, if it, they'll have to re-roof the front. They'll have to re-roof the whole front if it doesn't match. I mean, he's kind of going with, oh, I can. And I had, you know, I haven't
specifically tried to match this particular roof, but I do get feedback from other people that I work with. If it's not more than 5 years old, it shouldn't be difficult to match. So that's kind of the plan now.
If they can't match it, do we want to see it back again, or...
Well, if we can't, I mean, it'll look weird if it doesn't match on the front of the house.
Okay, because right? We usually make that as a requirement.
Yeah. Right. So I would say, I mean, I want it to match too.
Okay, so we'll make that part of our
motion. So it's going to match, you know, it's going to match, and if they start putting new stuff that doesn't match because they think it's going to match because it's less than 5 years old, they'll just keep going.
Okay. Yeah.
And as far as the siding, you know, my initial visit to the homeowner, I noted, with my notes in the meeting, vinyl siding, in fact, it's painted metal siding. So initially I was thinking we'd take where we're removing the siding, we'd take the remove siding from the side and move that sort of the more weathered siding to the front and then have new siding on the back where it's, you know, isolated. That was the original plan. Now, since it's painted metal, if we have to paint the whole front, they'll paint the whole front and it'll match. So it's kind of like I see the goal. We have the same goal. So I hadn't... had the opportunity, just they recently just picked the contractors, I didn't have the opportunity to kind of like nail it down.
But there aren't going to be any,
it won't look like a catchy thing.
Yeah. There's not going to be any trim on the front elevation?
Separating the new and the old? Is that? That yes. I think that was the comment, because it's in the back, the addition steps back from the front, so there's a natural separation at the front. I mean, in the back, but in the front, it's continuous.
Yeah, what he's asking is how are we mirroring the new.
Yeah, so here, like it's we have a continuous thing there. So, like I said, initially we were thinking to take remove old siding and put that because it's maybe is more weathered. But now that I know it's painted, you know, if we have to paint the front of that.
Well,
house,
our approval will be
contingent upon
matching.
Both, you know.
No,
the
I mean, I wouldn't
match.
Want to walk away from it looking like a car top carrier on the front of the house. You know, no.
So, we don't want to.
No, and this, yeah, anything. And I just brought the picture because I did go back and, you know, it's clearly.
Did you
like a painted gray?
Is it metal or is it?
It's metal.
It is
metal.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that was kind of my bad there when I first. Yeah. So it's actually painted. So if we have to paint it, whether it's so if it's
painted. Well, whatever way you can match it.
Yes.
Is going to be the.
It will,
driver.
Yeah. So I will commit to matching it, and I will make.
So do you know what the height is?
It's less than the existing house.
So it's just architecture.
Yeah.
It's below the existing house.
It is
existing
below
house.
Because it does step back in the back.
Yes, back. Yeah. So what's the existing house?
It's that, whatever that is.
It's, I guess I have to add this, yeah, that's 8 foot. It's pretty.
Brian,
already a second floor.
Right. Yeah.
The ceilings, is it going in it's higher than what's already there?
No, the ceilings right. Are not.
You always assume that what's there is legal, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the ceiling.
Oh, that's a new assumption.
The plate heights are like. I mean, it's barely. It's barely an eight-foot ceiling in both floors, so yeah. It's.
They're not making it non-conforming.
And if this is a violation. It will look better.
No, I mean, it really has. I guess I didn't think because the ceilings are like, I don't even know if they are. I don't remember because I just didn't think of that being an issue and I was just matching, you know, matching the existing. I do have a contractor name. I don't know if I should. Well,
I'll have to. You'll pick that up with
okay, and I'll be resubmitting for permit. And now that I have selected, I wanted to have him do a little selective demo so I knew a little more information on the beams and framing because we didn't, and I didn't want to start tearing things up until I knew for sure that the homeowner was going to go for the project. So I have talked, I knew he was in the loop, I had a conversation about matching everything. So.
Well, I don't see any reason that we shouldn't do anything other than recommend for approval. Second?
Yeah, I see.
Subject to matching finishing.
Right. Did you people at the end of that table there hear what took place at the end of this table?
Are you working on a different project?
Okay with that?
On the same project.
Same project, different track.
Commission members, I'm sorry.
Have people at the end of the table?
You people.
You people are bad.
Can you give me better words?
This is a fun word.
You Southerners?
Board members.
Board members on the south end of the table.
I did a project on this street, but it didn't require ARB approval. It's like the one that's straight ahead when you first drive into Orange Meadow, like that ranch.
That was Darlene McCoy's house.
Pardon? Oh, sorry. New owner. Sorry.
Did the board members on the south end of the table hear what took place on the north end?
I recommend it for approval, subject to matching.
And I'll second it.
Which you did already. I wanted to know if they heard.
But he said it much more forcefully this time.
Any questions, comments, concerns?
We were just briefly discussing the lapse in the roof line at the rear of the house, where the eave eave overhang on the rear of the house, and just how we're going to trim and finish that. It can just become problematic from a leaf collection standpoint, and just be careful how you flash that out.
So I just want to know what put screens in it.
Well, are you looking at where the lower roof intersects the existing projection?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be really difficult to flash. And you may consider just bringing that up and stopping it at the same location.
And just having
the roof man.
The gutter line be higher than back.
And you're going to change your bend location. The gutter's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
I mean, here, you're talking about this side right on the elevation. I mean, it seemed more relevant to match the.
But then it makes it even better because it's all flashing.
There will be no
overhang, right? It looks pretty flush with the house.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a very small overhang the way you have it drawn.
Oh.
So just basically that overhang here, there's a little bit of a cavity in there, is what we're saying.
Oh, you're talking about
that. Going to flush that out, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really probably. Yeah, just the overhang. I see what you're saying.
Just a little scoop in there, four or 6 inches.
I don't think it was as flush as I drew it there because we looked at this. We looked at this addition like
really
five different times. Go over the garage, not go over the garage. Go up this. Right. So it's like
you just block it out to match.
It would be more problematic if it was a place that stuff could.
I know what
you're stuck against. I
thought you meant bring this like all out to out to here. Is that what you
could?
But no,
and you're extending more joist work.
No, I see what you're saying. In out. No, I just. Yeah, just bring it out so it's a catch-all. I get it.
And maybe he'll pick it up.
And I didn't, I didn't, it's just kind of,
you walk on it.
There's
you
some walk details on it. I want to look at
more closely
now that I know they're going to go through.
All right, have we solved this problem?
No, I mean, actually.
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Does it affect the motion? Because up here on the north end, we couldn't hear what was going on.
No, I heard what was going on.
I know what you're saying. This little area here.
Project.
Call the roll. Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hicks.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes.
You're right next to me. I can hear you. Okay. Is Aaron McKibben here?
Good luck.
Thanks. Okay, though this should be a no-brainer if everybody had the chance to read Dave Hart's letter, I do have a question about in the letter. There's something I don't understand.
What?
Maybe we'll just debate it over here on the north end. The freestanding sign, excluding 1.67 feet in the height of the base.
It's 32 square feet.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So the base is...
Exclusion of up to 4 feet of the base is permitted. How did this all of a sudden get to 7 feet? That's 4 by 8, and I assume it's not the long way. It's the flat way. So that's 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 1.67 feet in the sign base.
Okay, so that takes you 5 feet.
5.67.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of 7 feet?
Oh, I know where it is.
You found it?
Mm-hmm.
There.
Well, it's the exclusion. You're allowed 4 feet. Is excluded. if you read this.
Exclusion of up to 4 feet of the base is permitted.
So you're talking about the 1.67, which is the remainder that's there because of the base.
Okay, so add another 4 feet?
Yeah.
Now we're at 9.67.
Okay.
Or maybe they didn't eliminate four feet. Maybe just up to 4 feet.
It's up to 4 feet.
It's up to 4 feet. Because it's 60 inches.
So they eliminated not 4 feet. They eliminated, I want that to be 7. So they eliminated 1.3.
Your 80, yeah, your 7 feet is the overall height.
Okay. It just didn't add up to me.
That's the accountant in you.
Now, did everybody have a chance to read Dave Hart's letter? Basically, these signs all comply.
Yeah.
So look at it from ABR. And I think it is a vast improvement.
So this sign, though, is going to be different than the one that's on the building. Not that letter
and graphics. That one.
Okay. Yeah. That sign is not the sign that you're being asked to approve in your left hand. That was the proposal for the ground sign. It has been replaced with this sign.
With this one.
Right. Yes.
Well, isn't it going on
the original sign was too large and needed zoning variance.
Isn't it going on the building, too?
Yes,
there's a wall sign.
This is
right. Ground sign, the wall sign.
Yeah, I think it's so such a nice improvement.
So are these signs going to match? I mean, the same color, the same style, the same shape?
They're the same font.
Yes, and I did bring a sample if you'd want to see that.
I know the lettering, but doesn't this one have an arch over the top?
Why is that one should be gone?
No, I think this is
just
one right
the existing.
There's
the
a
sign back. It does is what she's referring to.
Yeah, but it's all straight here.
Right. That's my question. Right. This I think is going on the building. This one right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the building sign.
Right. And my question is, this has an arch over the top and it's a different color. I understand that the graphics, the lettering's the same, but I'm just bringing that up, that the signs are not going to match. That's all.
You mean because the shape of the...
Because
this
the shape
match
and because
match.
Of the color.
Well,
right.
That doesn't have to.
Okay.
This is to that's match the building. The roof more?
That's the existing building. They're basically just replacing the sign there.
They're just replacing the letters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not changing the building. And the other one, they're replacing the sign.
Well, isn't that just this stand right here?
Yeah. But it's a different...
Yeah, it won't
different,
have the...
I think it's cleaner. I like it better.
Oh, anyway. Yes, this is much more attractive.
Yeah. Has this been approved by Jacobs?
This isn't...
Oh, that's not the Chagrin Highlands? Oh, no. Okay. Perfect. I thought that was part of Chagrin Highlands.
Yeah,
no. Well, good.
This is part of the original orange.
It's a
right. This is orange.
It's a sleeker, more sophisticated one. The other one looks a little dated.
Dated. Another? I don't know that I would have noticed that, but now looking at this. Anybody ready to make a joint motion to recommend to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Lazar. Anybody have any other comments?
Just a quick.
What about
question?
Landscaping at the base?
You stole his thunder.
Okay, you can have the thunder.
Will any efforts be made to improve the four seasonal landscaping at the base of the sign? Just out of curiosity.
That was not brought up to me. I could take that to the customer if that's something you
it's
want.
It's already got landscaping.
Yeah, it's required to have landscape at the base.
Okay.
You can only do more flowers.
So we will amend that motion to recommend approval, subject to landscaping screening 50% of the base. Is that the rule?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does the existing landscaping, I don't know whether is it seasonal?
It's in the picture.
Yeah, it is in the picture.
Yeah,
it looks to be at least 50% of the base, but I do agree with Mr. Newland that it's not doesn't from that picture may not do it justice, but it's really not.
It may make it look better.
No, it's not impressive landscaping.
Get one or two more shrubs in there. That'd be awesome.
Mr. Lewis, do you amend your motion to include plus landscaping?
Yes.
The code. Okay.
Plus
and who made the second, Mr. Lazar? Okay.
Again.
That is the motion.
Lazar.
Anything else, anybody? Call the roll, please.
Lazar.
Yeah.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitch.
Yes.
Fine.
A louder yes.
Mayor Murphy.
I heard him. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Keith.
What, him again?
Him again?
We're glad to see him again.
He really likes it here.
Hey, guys.
Aren't we happy to have him?
Why don't we get you an office over here?
Keith has become the Bryce Hamill of
you shouldn't be coming anymore with the side elevations that you know we're going to...
Yeah, come on now. We talked about this.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if this is... Is this doing the thing you asked me to do?
Yeah, definitely it does. It has this little eyebrow.
Right here. Okay.
The eyebrows at either end. But this one's in the middle. Makes up the wall.
Promises, promises. Okay, so the engineer, this is 430 Crystal Lake? Keith?
Yeah, that would be lot 35. I think we're doing...
Okay, is that 430 Crystal Lake?
Oh. Yes.
Okay, so the architect wrote three roof pitches, question mark, and then have them explain insulation to meet energy code. We'll have the building item. Yeah. You'll do that with him. But the roof pitches, he just questions. And the village engineer... Did you see the engineer's comment?
Yes.
He doesn't think you need a sump.
Yep. Right. So we can remove that. Maybe.
Don't worry. We'll send you something else.
Can I back up and just give an overview of the project?
Yes. Let's have a presentation of this, please.
And then I'd like to give you an overall presentation of the community briefly at the end. You requested that last time, so I'd like to give that to you. So for this first home, lot number 35, on the agenda, 3,618 square foot home. It's a two-story building, the second floor unfinished, but a daylight garden-style basement with the windows exposed in the basement. 9-foot ceilings in the basement with rough-end plumbing. It's a three-bedroom house, 2.5 bath, with a covered deck.
Question.
Yes.
Is it really a three-bedroom house, or is it a two-bedroom house with a flex room?
No, there's a master suite.
Two bedrooms.
And then there are two separate bedrooms upstairs.
And plus a flex room.
And a loft.
The flex room is...
Okay, and the other thing I noticed on both of your houses, you got to go through the bathroom to get to the closet. Is that how you build houses now?
Yeah, we want that. We don't want homeowners to have to, you know...
I don't want to walk through the closet to go to the bathroom either.
No, you don't have to walk through the closet to get to the bathroom.
No, well...
you have to walk
to... New apartments are doing that. But you do have to walk through the bathroom to get to your closets in your houses here.
Yes.
Okay.
We prefer that. The alternative would be walking back out of your bedroom, potentially waking up somebody else in the room.
Oh, no, that would be crazy. There should just be another entrance from the bedroom. But that's all right.
Well,
not the
other entrance but the other entrance from the bedroom, you have to go back outside the bathroom. Number one, you're cold. Number two, you're waking up somebody else.
You don't want to do that.
It's funny because we've been going back and forth in this conversation, actually, coincidentally, on some new designs, but we've landed on we prefer the entry to the closet.
I would just prefer that there be an entry to my closet.
Your customers are going to drive that. At the end. You know, if they don't like it, then you'll start to...
Right. Your role is...
Right.
It has no impact on the experience.
Yeah. It's not, well, it could if you had to change the floor plan to...
I go back to... Yeah, we do focus groups with our home buyers over... tens of thousands, right, over the years, and the feedback has been the way we've been drawing it for the masses. So.
Okay. I like to get to my closet. I like to get to my bathroom. I don't like to go from one to get to the other.
Yeah.
So don't buy one of these units.
Thank you.
You can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way.
If
you need any information about the, if you guys need me to go over how we're meeting the energy codes and how the walls...
No, you do that with Bob.
No,
you do that on technical.
And where does... I don't see three roof pitches either.
There are.
Where?
6-12.
You have a 6-12 and a 8-12 and a 12.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Okay, 6-12 over here. Yeah.
So the answer to the question is yes.
The main roof, the large roof, is 8-12, and then these various dormers are 12-12, and the Dutch end is 12-12. But then you come back to the rear of the house, and the dormer is 6-12 back there.
Yeah, you really do have two different out the rear right elevation, you have two different roof pitches here.
A French door into the flex room? That's nice.
Yeah. It's going to be in more of an office, I think.
A big closet.
You know, I don't think that you would want on that rear elevation that you would want necessarily a 12-12 pitch.
I think it would be too much.
You'd have... And I don't think it's necessary back there.
Okay, good.
What's good
do you
about
do
it?
This with trusses?
What's that?
You do all these with trusses?
Yep.
So what's the palette? Same or different?
Different. Color palette?
Let's mm-hmm. see the materials, please.
Do you have different names and stuff?
Do I have different?
Is this sold already?
Yes. Yes, it is. This is actually this home sold for more than we've sold. This is the highest priced home we've sold so far. $658,710.
So let me ask you a question. I get these lists of houses for sale in Orange, and there's a couple in the Lakes of Orange. Are those people already on the secondary market, or are
they're not our homeowners?
Are the builders marketing them that way?
Well, we have one of the homes on the agenda. The other home on the agenda tonight is a spec home, mm-hmm. right? And then we're wanting to introduce a spec in the new phase, also lot number 30. So
yeah, but there's
we don't
some
have
resale, which I think she's asking.
Yeah, but he's
we don't, not our
list.
Homeowners.
Okay, I'll look at the addresses again.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, it might be on Lake Mead. It might not be yours.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Awfully short-lived time in the home if there are.
Well, that's why
ours.
I wondered if they're trying to sell it to the first buyer or if it's already an owner selling, reselling it.
On which street?
I have the
Lake Mead.
I think it's Lake Mead.
Yeah, I know there's. One of those houses is not sold at all.
Okay. That explains
it's
one.
It's been up for sale.
All right, did we do anything about the roof pitches?
No.
Nope.
It's okay.
Color?
You look good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so colors. The brick is country. The brick is Country Road. The stone is the Echo Ridge Ledgestone. The entry door is Chateau Brown. Garage door is the Dorian Gray. Horizontal siding is also the Dorian Gray.
These names are something else.
The smart panel, the flat panel, is the Gauntlet Gray, the darker one.
But not nicely.
As well as the trim will be the Gauntlet Gray, and the trim will be the Dorian Gray.
I was going to say the trim be a little contrasting.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit lighter on the trim, and the smart panel will be darker. And then weathered wood shingles. I have actual swatches if you guys need me to go over more than just this, but this seems to be the easiest to demonstrate.
No,
thank
you
so much, Karen.
We've seen enough of the actual stuff that you brought in that you're working with.
Yep.
Okay. So I see how it all goes together.
Yep.
When it goes out on Saturday night.
Yep, and then otherwise, Bob, just let me know if you need an explanation on the wall sections. I'm happy to go through that with
yeah,
you.
The big question appears to be, I know that they're doing a foam spray.
Yes, sir, all exterior walls.
The question is that on the plan? He didn't get the energy
mm-hmm.
Thing, and so that was his question. So,
okay.
As I explained to him, that you have the additional layer.
Yeah. If you guys need any other documentation from us more thoroughly,
I'll double
check.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Any other questions on this home?
Yes. On the side elevations, I don't see it noted. Do we assume it's horizontal siding?
Yes.
Okay. And also that funny little window over the bathtub. Do you think is that just to get a sliver of light? Is that for privacy?
Transom window, yeah. Just to get as much light as we can. It's over the...
It's over the tub.
Actually, it's over the tub. And that's actually... sorry, that's actually an error. That is demonstrating on the elevation of 4010 window. So 4 feet wide, 1 foot tall. And it's actually doubled the height, so it should be a 4020 as indicated on the floor plan.
Well, that would be better.
Yeah, that
would
help.
know, people are a little paranoid about those. But if it's me, I like to get huge windows and just frost it and get film on them and get a ton of light in there, but you still keep the privacy.
Yeah, I mean, in particular, the homes are fairly close, right? So it's a bit of a struggle.
Okay. Well, but 2 foot's better. It does help.
I'd like a much bigger window and just annoy all the neighbors. Oh, would they ever?
Would they ever?
I'd like to make a motion to exclude judges.
Motion approved.
So a joint motion?
Please.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. Any other comments, concerns, questions? Anyone?
Were there any other engineers' comments that we needed
no.
to?
No, something.
Okay. No, it was the roads aren't paved for this section yet, so.
You just how to do it the Thursday.
Yeah. 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 Okay. We're hoping to deliver this home in September, so the hope is the roads are in by 5:15. We need to dig this home by June 1st.
Is this a private road? Mm-hmm.
I know, but it's not 5:15 yet.
So what are we
going
to do with the...
They've got about 29 days.
You live on the edge, huh?
Yeah. So it's a private road that's not being built yet?
Well, it's they're putting stuff together, but it hasn't been... The roads aren't in yet.
Okay, there's been a motion made and seconded.
Poor condition to have private roads in these places, you know?
Please call the roll. Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Pitt.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome. Okay, now 321 Lake Victoria Court. And this has been...
Do your customers ever ask about that as far as private roads?
They understand
well,
it, I think, is probably a more important thing.
Right.
Well, yeah, the implication of the fees associated with
you mean you don't think they read their deeds?
Mayor,
and the bylaws?
You know, there's a there are secrets and lies of those exhibits that people don't tell each other.
There are secrets that lie within those exhibits. Yeah.
Okay, would you like to present 321?
So do they ever ask that
association?
Yeah, of course. So we go over to them proactively in front. You know, I mean, we talk about the HOA dues, we talk about the streets, whether they're dedicated or not. Mm-hmm. And so on.
Okay.
So what is their concern? Any concerns at all about that?
No, the engineer just had, I mean, the architect just had a question about the, just put it, some energy thing that he'll talk about with Bob. He just loves that letter. And the engineer, engineer wrote something I just don't understand. I mean, he approved
about
it.
About the roads?
What does this mean? If
that's
the rear grading, yard grading is to be changed to correspond with April 2018 plan, a new site plan will be required to be submitted.
Yes.
Which is the April 2018 plan? Is he talking about the plan for the road?
Yeah, that's what I was sort of starting to get into a little bit, is that we are submitting these plans in advance of the road being in.
So that's what Brian's writing about.
Yes, he would like to see the roads in and approved before we can release the permit. The goal is to get, Ray needs us to get the roads in by May 15th.
You understand all this?
Yes.
Yeah, he's well aware.
But I think we absolutely have to. You can't give a building permit.
This motion will not allow him to give the permit until the roads there.
We are working on a couple of different things. At this point, that is the requirement that the road's going to have to be in and approved before they can begin to dig the foundation.
But wait a minute, it's not an approval because you know it's a private road.
The village engineer still has to sign off on the road that it is done and can be used.
Just like we inspect private homes.
Right.
When they're building.
So it's not the same thing as a dedication process. But there's still storm and sanitary and gas lines that all have to be seen and approved by the village engineer during that. And so I need from him the final go-ahead. Or in lieu of that, an alternative such as a 500-foot construction road. Right. So in any case, one of those is going to be absolutely necessary, and right now we only have a proposal for the road itself. So
Bob won't give a permit until that's done, until the house can be built. All right?
Mm-hmm. As it stands now.
All right, why don't you tell us more about this house?
Okay. required. So this home is in the phase one. This is a 2,422 square foot home, one story, another garden daylight type of basement scenario. It's an unfinished basement with the same characteristics of 9-foot ceilings and rough-in plumbing. Two bedroom house, 2.5 bath, and a covered deck.
Might there be a way in this house? You've got these front windows that are for character above your front entrance, mm-hmm. and you've got the foyer over here. And there's sort of number one is kind of the alignment, but two is how might we get some daylight down into that big foyer space that might be appropriate from those windows up above. And they're kind of offset. Because they partially extend over the garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're tying all the roof lines together with the secondary gables, so recentering that, I think, throws the whole building off. Mm-hmm. As far as getting the light down in from the foyer, the only thing that I can suggest, Judd, is that, first of all, the front door is a more than a half light, it's three-quarter light front door, so that's introducing a significant amount of light into the space. I don't know how I could transfer that light from the second floor down below.
So you could make sort of a little light slot over part, take part of the window. If you built, this looks like it lines up almost with the wall
mm-hmm.
between the garage and the foyer over here. And you could potentially do something with it and build like some kind of a slot that would come up and maybe come out and then kick out so that it's
some indirect light into the space.
Bring some indirect light down into the space, and maybe there's whether you want to do this. This is the spec house, right?
Yeah.
This is the spec house.
Yeah.
Because you've got this sort of this big room here, and you have the door here.
Maybe we
either
can
that
side lights.
Side lights on the door, might make sense too. Because you've got plenty of room across the front to do that,
right.
And it. I think would make a much better front entrance to have side lights with this door than...
Yeah. I would be open to the side light concept on the front door because I think it's more manageable to execute in the field, more practical for me, for our business. So I would be willing to...
Well, why don't we any approval for this, I would recommend that we add side lights to on either side of the front door so you get a little more... daylight into the space, and I think it'll help.
Is the front door covered?
There's a little, overhang.
And then don't we want these steps to be as wide as the?
Yeah, the step would grow to the length of the side lights if we chose to put those in.
Yeah, it would almost make sense to make this step the whole width of that because it's not that much. Once you put the side lights in, there isn't that much left over.
Yeah.
You could, given where the porch starts,
right.
That
nothing,
step could run
nothing
from
to do with that spot anymore.
Those little notches are going to be more problem than.
Yeah.
So I would also extend that first step.
Full width.
The full width of the porch.
So this is basically a one-story house, right?
That's correct.
It's 31 feet. It's pretty. Amazing for a one-story house.
They're deep, and it's one common truss that's running from front, front to back.
You've got the same truss frame over this that you have in all the other houses as well, so you're going to get the same height. And I think within the context of the neighborhood, this is going to fit in much better than if you had a lower roof in the house, even though this is only a one-story house.
Well, if it's only a one-story house and it's 31 feet tall, can't you have higher ceilings than 9 feet? And I'm not saying you should.
Well,
what if those trusses were?
We do in the instance of the owner's suite. Actually, we tray that ceiling into the truss. So
it says 9-foot ceiling.
Yes, a 9-foot ceiling, but then we'll build the trusses. See how it says tray ceiling and truss? So the trusses will be, the trusses will come across at 9-foot ceiling height, but then where the tray area is, those trusses will kick up a foot. So
the attic space is...
The whole first floor will be 9 foot, and then that tray will go up further.
It's just notched up.
The attic space is what, 15 feet?
I understand.
18 feet? The attic space.
And this, well, it's 14 inches at the eave.
But it's 18 feet in the center.
Yeah, if that math is correct.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Round numbers. A lot of space.
I'm sorry. The other thing we did, guys, is we, in the gathering room, we did a vaulted ceiling. So So actually the
vaulted ceiling. Why is it saying 9 foot vaulted ceiling?
Because the spring point is 9 feet, okay. And then it vaults up from the back of the house. It'll vault up.
Follow the roof.
Well, if it's a 6-12 roof pitch, we'll scissor it at 3-12. So,
How are you, if that's the case, Keith, and I assume you're running the trusses side to side at that point, the 6-12 for the 6-12 trusses?
Everything will go front to back. If you look at the main roof line, it all goes front to back.
So it's following that.
Yes.
So that but isn't be that 8-12?
No. 6-12, the back, front and back.
Oh, okay, that's right, 6-12. Mixed up. Okay.
So that will vault at a 3-12 pitch, and it'll shed in a shed-like roof fashion on the inside, going up towards the center of the home.
So in the back here, you come down?
Using the 18 feet. This point here will be 9 feet ceiling height.
Up here?
In section view, it will go up like this
to
this point.
Yep. And this point then comes down to 9 feet again.
That's correct.
That's where this dotted line is.
That's correct.
Over the cafe and kitchen and hallway.
Yes.
That rock.
Interesting.
And stair.
Okay.
Yes.
Just seems like you...
So I don't know what that...
Like that, yeah.
You know, 3-4 triangle. I don't know what that
is. The stair as it goes down. It doesn't go up.
Correct. Yeah, it'll be an open open railing staircase down into the basement.
How do you get into the attic?
Through an attic access panel, which is typically...
In the garage?
Yeah, well, there's one in the garage, then we should have one in the house somewhere. I don't know, finding it.
Usually one in the hallway.
Find the attic access. This is like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, we would typically do it like in a closet space where we can conceal it. So like in the master, or like in a secondary bedroom closet.
Maybe have to write it in.
It won't pass. We can't pass inspection unless Bob verifies it's there. We need one for the garage and one for the main house.
I'd love to crawl up into the trusses after they've been insulated. Kind of a thing.
It's a thing. Check to see if the light bulb works.
Yeah, it doesn't show. It doesn't seem to show up anywhere.
It's not showing. You're right, Judge. But we would put it in either the master closet or the we'd probably put it in the master closet because the bedroom 2 closet is going to be too small by the time we get lights in there.
Right.
And we want to keep it out of a hallway, open public space. So.
Or you could put it in the pantry, for that matter.
Yeah.
As long as you line it up. Although that's at a low point over there, so you.
Yeah, with the hip. With yeah.
No, not really.
No, it's not.
High
it's a full gable
at that point.
Well, it's a Dutch hip, but it's still high enough. We would still want it more towards the center of the home. You can access different locations of the house more readily.
Yeah, it would make sense for to be in the
walk-in master.
Walk-in closet master.
Okay. I think the materials look just like the last house in a different order.
Yes. Is it?
There you go.
What?
It doesn't have cultured stone.
I'm sorry?
I guess this doesn't have shutters either.
It's full brick. No. Does it? I don't
think so. Nope, no shutters.
Shudder to think about it. Nope, no shutters. And
Well, we have a lot of double windows, and then we do have single windows. There's no room for the shutters, so it didn't make sense. If you can't, I mean, by the time you can't get, by the time it doesn't make sense to put shutters on half of the windows because they're triples or doubles, you ought to just not put shutters on it, right? I mean, the only place you have the space for the shutters here is above the garage, and that's arguable.
No requirement that you. Is this house, are you building the deck with the house?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, show us the materials.
Is he at it?
Well, the south end of the table didn't see him.
Oh. Brick is the Cedar Creek.
The southerners, they're going to succeed.
There's no stone on this house, so this
is make sure you play the covers there.
There's stone in the sheet. Crossed.
No, it's crossed out.
Okay, I see. Put these colors around. Exactly the same colors.
Similar.
Okay.
Opposite ends of the community.
Similar, but
they are. I mean, they are. 35 is literally on the other side of the.
I don't know. We see these colors every week. But go on.
Yeah. It's like we only have this meeting every 2 weeks.
There you go. She sneaks in and looks at them in the off week.
They come in and talk about it in the off week.
Where's Dorian Gray? She's always there.
Brick is Cedar Creek. Entry door is sealskin. Garage door, mega.
Sealskin.
Oh, that's a new one.
No, she said sealskin.
Oh.
Horizontal siding and trim is accessible beige.
Is it Baby Harbor sealskin?
I ask that you use something more friendly to animals.
I'm going to give the presentation about community next time.
Okay.
Keep going, please.
We'll be quiet, third ever.
Smart panel is mega grige.
What's a smart panel?
Flat panel.
Flat panels on the front.
Yeah, so, yeah, all the...
This over, yeah. Right.
And the shingles are weathered wood, the typical weathered wood.
Back to that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve subject to the addition of side lights at the front door and the extension of the step to the width of the porch at the front entrance.
I think you can bring the porch out a little bit more.
No, the step fills that spot. So I think that was it. Anything?
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Anything else, anybody?
A suggestion. We can take it or leave it on the brick, since we're predominantly the facade is a brick veneer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume it's a running bond brick. If you could ask your guys to look at an English bond, a Flemish bond, and kind of start to do some masonry detailing with that. I think it'll change the cost. It's different.
Just in general over the all of the brick?
Right.
What type of scenario did you say?
Look into Flemish bond, English bond. You may be able to do like a double run of soldier course in the base just to kind of break up the monotony and just create some more texture lines.
Yeah.
Won't change your counter or anything. Just a little bit more fun, a little more interest.
Yeah.
It would help with the character.
Perhaps we could start at least on this house with pulling all of the soldier course and row locks out beyond the face of the regular.
My base goes a long way on those.
Just corbel it out a little bit.
Yep.
So.
So Keith, on this house here, is this basically going to be wet water that's going to be flowing back into this riparian setback here?
I'm sorry, come again?
So we're going to have this big, huge swale here, right? I would have, going back, it says this is the riparian setback, okay? Is that, do you expect that to be, filled with water the entire, all the time?
No, in fact, because it's not going to be filled with water any longer because of the regrading that's gone on, that's why the riparian setback is going to be no longer. So if you look at the engineering comments, approval was given in April 2018 to allow for the regrading of the riparian area. So this riparian setback really needs to be. The intent of the riparian setback is to follow the center line of the water traveling. So right. With the regrading, these constraints change because the center line of water drainage is now in a different location. So this would no longer be applicable.
So that's not what's shown there, correct?
Right.
But yeah, he noted it. But you're not changing that with the construction of this house. All of this grading that's back here that is affected by the riparian setback, this is the riparian setback area here, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's not.
Not any longer. No.
Oh.
And if you watch the grading continue on down, the center line of the water travel will be down in a different area.
Oh.
And that should be shown. That's not correct the way it is drawn right there, right?
And the engineer identifies he identifies with that, with his feedback.
Right.
Yeah. Did you read the engineer's letter?
But you're not going into those areas. You're just tying back into the existing grades immediately around.
But this riparian setback is not here any longer. It says do not disturb. That whole thing is moved back here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's that drawing, that piece of it. This is the riparian setback here. That's down here now. It's further down.
No, they're saying it's the regrading and improved April 2018. Yeah, so this is no longer relevant. This is the.
Oh.
He's accepting the proposed grading area because
this
has been changed.
Okay.
They haven't. They haven't
so the drawing, the site drawing hasn't been updated to reflect the.
To reflect the new
what the current right. state of the riparian setback right. is. Okay.
And that should be that. That should have. You know, we should have done. Somebody should. Correct that. Yeah. Is that something he does or something?
It would be something that Aztec would be responsible for, so
yeah.
make sure that they have the current.
Do we provide as-belts in this?
We village? Have not required them unless there was something, except
there was
in
an
rare occasions.
Perhaps this is an occasion where we do
well,
that.
Yes,
so we can
and that would be fine. Brian hasn't required it. I think it's appropriate. I think that'd mm-hmm. be fine. What we do want to do is make sure that Aztec is using the 2018
the
correct
setback.
Yeah, either an as-built or we just resubmit based on where the new line is mm-hmm. is supposed to be based on that approved right. plan.
Sure.
Okay.
Any other comments, concerns, questions? Call the roll. Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes.
Okay. Chief building official.
Well, he still wants to make
Still, he wants to make his.
Well,
oh, yeah.
if you guys want to hear it, I'm
yeah,
happy
we
to just
hear it.
Go.
I've been waiting to hear it.
Nothing formal. I just wanted to give you a couple of key points because you seemed to be interested last time, so I just scribbled a few things.
It was interesting at that time.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we're,
tell us, please tell us.
I just thought it'd be good to
you. You understand? She's very.
She's moved on.
She's moved on.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Yeah, she's moved on for that.
Yeah, I don't know why
that's
I
okay.
put myself up to this torture. But,
I love it.
It's not torturous. I'm sure that there are other communities where.
Well, it's just good to have awareness, I think.
Tell me how Aurora works out.
I saw you laughing a lot.
Do you do Aurora? Are you involved in the stuff in Aurora?
No, come on, go ahead.
Yeah.
Continue on now.
Can you
Continue
give us
on.
A status report of your 96 lots?
93 lots. Yep. So just to give you so here's a map. You asked about the
mm-hmm.
old phase and the, or the
mm-hmm.
first phase and the new phase,
mm-hmm.
right? So just to give you guys a summary overview, right? We opened a little less than a year ago. I think it was sometime May, June. We've sold 17 homes total.
Is it the red dots?
Yes. Yellow are specs. So 14 in the current phase is the one we just did tonight. 30, I don't believe we've submitted that one yet, but we're soon to. So we've averaged about 1.7 homes a month for deliveries.
So that finishes this whole phase, right?
There's one batch here that's available still. Yep. So phase one, 17 lots.
Is that a good pace, 1.5 houses a month?
Well, it depends on how you look at it, right? And that's why this whole paving in May thing, right? So if you look at our plan for the year, we're down 4. We've got 6 slots available left capacity-wise, so 2 in October, November, December each, respectively, for a total of 6. If these homes push out of September, that decreases our capacity levels for the following months, so we would end up short of plan. Right now, we're a little bit twitchy because we've been a little inconsistent with our deliveries, meaning we've gapped out by way of sales and deliveries for a couple months. So we need to show consistency. And the more we start pushing homes out, not only do we potentially compromise delivering the year, but it also shows that we're not as predictable as we want to be, right? It doesn't mean we just want to stay on track the best we can and be consistent with our deliveries. It's not a matter of volume for us, it's a volume for Bob, as things are traveling through the process, delivering our year, all of those things. So, but again, so phase one, 17 lots, one available lot left, one spec lot we've got available. And we're introducing these specs because we have confidence in the market here, and we're trying to fill those gaps as much as we're comfortable doing so. Phase two is a total of 76 lots. We've got two sold there and one spec forthcoming, like I mentioned. So that's a total of 93 lots. We've got 12 lots released in the new phase. Lots 28 through 35 you'll see there, and lots 54 through 57.
What do you mean by released?
Released to sales, meaning you can sell these. We need to open them up for sale, knowing the road's not in, but projecting that the road should be in by May 15th, allowing us to dig by June 1 to start delivering for September's on the starting sold lot of 35.
Pretty aggressive.
Well, it's how we have to do it, right?
Yeah, we want to see that.
That's our game plan. So our ASP for the community, average sales price over the spread of all the lots, is $573,000. We've raised our sales price 15 to 20 grand since the opening of the community. That varies based on floor plan. By way of floor plans that we offer, which are four, in order of smallest to largest square footage, the Belfort, Lyon, Strasburg, and Borges. We have sold two of the Belfort, seven of the Lyon, one of the Strasburg, and seven of the largest floor plan, the Borges, which was the lot 35.
Lyon.
Yeah, or Borges. Lyon and Borges. like I said, down four on plan of 17, so we've got 13 sold, six lots left, so we really need to deliver this 35 in September and get that road in and keep the momentum going. Activity also breeds more sales. People like seeing that other people are buying homes, so we don't want to gap out there either for those reasons. But otherwise, we're very happy working with you guys. I think it's been really good.
I thought you said it was torture.
You've taken that out of context.
You're so over that.
Okay, I can move on.
He handled that faster than you did.
No, so that's kind of it. I just wanted to give you a general summary so you had a general idea.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Do I remember you lived in Medina or something?
Chagrin.
Oh, you live close.
Yep, okay. I live close.
It's Medina, but it's Chagrin, actually.
the Medina portion is Chagrin Falls.
Yeah. Or Columbus, yeah. Just depends on what day of the week.
Okay. That information is important.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you tonight.
See you next time.
Yep.
We have only one one planning commission application scheduled for the next meeting.
Is the deadline over?
The deadline is.
Yes. Okay, so it's landscaping. Can they wait two more weeks?
The question is, and I brought this to Kathy to take a look at it, and if you are of a mind, it's landscaping. If you want to take a minute to take a look at it, and even though they're not here, tell me that they can proceed or require them to come
I'm
back.
I'm not going to be able to be at the next meeting.
Go give your input. So do you guys mind if you amend the agenda, look at the landscaping, and then not have to have a meeting next time?
The next time is actually
May
7th.
Oh, wait. No, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a week.
So we actually have one more week.
We have another week. Okay, fair enough.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm so used to.
So we have one more week. So I should just mention that I did sort of look over this since Karen has given it to me today, this evening. And I don't have any strong objections about what they are proposing, but there are some inconsistencies.
with some of the placement of some of the materials. They've got some very large growing material, slow growing, very large growing material right up against the house that I would just like to talk with them about. And so there, it's more sort of placement issues about some of these plant materials that I have, as opposed to, you know,
well,
design
issues.
Well,
then we shouldn't act on it now.
Well, we really can't because
we've got to act on it.
But what I was going to ask is if this is something that I could just review over the next, you know, week or so and get back to you. You know, I was just wondering if there's some way we can sort of do this administratively. We can have you guys come back to do this, just to have me ask five questions about this plan.
There may be other things coming.
You have another week before the deadline.
Sorry. Yeah. I see. That's what the other week
I missed
was.
The fifth week.
Okay. So something else may come in.
On the 21st of May, I have another appointment at 5:30 that is a planning commission in another community. And the question is, do you want somebody else? Do you want me to try to rope Evan into coming here? Or do you want me here? On the 21st of May.
Let's see what the agenda is.
Yeah. It would be possible that I could be here by 7 o'clock.
Let's see what the agenda is.
Is our first planning meeting the 7th of May? Okay.
So, Karen, do you just want to let me know whether or not we have any other ones?
If we don't, I'll go ahead and review it
and send you any notes or...
It's a Wednesday.
The chances are very small that we're not going to have, you know,
okay,
three or
I'm leaving on the 7th.
That was the only reason I brought it up, because I thought today would be better.
Do you have other copies of this for the rest of the gang?
So May 7th, I will have to be...
May 7th and... Let me see the calendar.
21st?
No, I'll be back for the 21st.
Okay,
you're not
here
the 7th,
for the 21st.
Man? What? You're not here for the 7th? As soon as I look at the calendar, I'll know. Brian, are you?
Yes.
You are.
May 7th, I'm fine.
Okay. I leave town on the 7th. Okay. Mayor, not here.
Okay. And then you're back by the 21st.
Yeah.
Because I will not be here the 21st.
Okay. Building Commissioner's report.
I'm probably doing, you know, 5 to 10 inspections a day. It's pretty busy. My end, commercial end, is in a lull at the moment. We've got a half a dozen projects going on that won't need us for a little while. So it's kind of a slow time there. But all the houses going in and all their finals are keeping me quite busy. All the room additions that we're getting, I haven't seen a room addition. Push in a number of years. It's just kind of a strange thing. It's not. It maybe that's common here. That, you know, it wasn't last year, but that's. You know, but in my experience, you know, I've been through doing this 30 years. You know, this, you get eras of room additions, and you get new houses, but you don't get a big consistent. And this is just kind of a lot of room additions. At the same time, which means a lot.
I think everybody wants to stay now.
Wants to stay in Orange.
They do want to stay.
It's a good thing.
You cannot imagine all the positive feedback I'm getting.
I was watching people out there today. But, you know, the spring has got everybody out.
It's phenomenal.
I passed two ladies on the way in. They looked very happy on the trails.
Yep.
Oh, I did tell they were happy on the trails.
Happy trails.
Happy trails. Happy trails.
Yeah.
All right.
And work is going on next door.
Work has begun on our new building department.
So you haven't gotten your 3-day eviction notice yet?
I have not. It's going to be a while before I issue myself that eviction notice. You know, I'm hoping to be the one who has to sign it.
The chief is going to probably enforce it.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
Yeah. The chief wants us out. So I don't think. So, yeah, we're looking at mid-June.
That's the schedule.
June
18th.
Is the plan at which they should be finished. So we should be in there about that.
We're going to talk about it, but maybe we'll meet over there. We'll see.
Just out of curiosity. Moving the Planning Commission meeting over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, thinking about it.
Because otherwise you have to get a carry little dolly. You get a wagon.
Yeah, yeah. Someone wants to see something and he runs out to get it.
I can put in for a Cushman.
Don't we already have one?
Isn't there an issue with part of the little golf cart?
A golf cart?
A golf cart.
There'd be some large
uptick or a large new diverse pot of general contractors being registered here.
She likes to hear them again.
A lot of new players in the market.
Coming with
their what about parking? I think there's only three no spot to park up there.
There's going to be more. There'll be plenty.
Karen, you'll look most of the with all the registrations. And have you seen any significant change in the amount of new contractors coming in?
Well, the new contractors compared to last year is down dramatically because of Pinecrest.
Okay.
So it's not as many, of course. Yeah.
With the bidding I mean, at least not from my end anyways, I've seen extraordinarily high bids. So I'm worried that we're going to get some guys that might start pulling that do trenches that are now doing room additions.
Yeah.
And just curious how the quality is shaking out and what you're seeing at the building department.
Haven't gotten any complaints.
Good.
Yeah. So far the room additions that have been going on are you know, high-end, high quality.
Especially that paint and pain one with the basketball court.
With the basketball.
Paint and pain built a nice house.
Paint and pain, Alan Brown. People that I've dealt with a few times before in this area.
What's so, Alan Brown do?
He's got one of the room additions on Cambridge Court. A couple of house renovation here and there, new bathroom.
He's doing
half a dozen
bathroom.
Times in the last 6 months.
I thought Pain and Pain was.
He was the architect.
That was the one that we thought they needed to do.
These guys are busy.
Alan Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pain and Pain are architects and not builders?
No.
Oh. Anybody else have anything for the good of the commission?
I do. Sunday, I was a moderator for a panel discussion at Park Synagogue, for a program at Park Synagogue, and afterwards Keith Arian came up to me and expressed to me how much he enjoyed working with the building department here. He's one of the contractors for stores over at Pinecrest, and he said it really was a pleasure to work with the city, the village.
Thanks, Karen.
Here.
Thanks, Bob.
Here.
All right. Way to go, guys.
You need to change your attitudes. We don't want that.
Yes, we do. We're very happy to hear that.
Yes. And, customer service appreciated how quickly things
got done. Don't tell my building you hear that. Come on.
And how
go in and complain.
Good to hear.
Yes. Thank you. Most of those compliments.
You don't get those compliments very often.
Right.
But I think we're better than the average bear in how we deliver service here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anybody else? Any comments? Okay. At this time, I'll take a motion to approve the minutes from April 2nd.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Any changes, corrections, comments? Call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Kitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor McKay.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a nice Easter weekend. Nice Passover Seder, whichever one you are celebrating.
So you got to go ahead and call the assistant chief.
I'm going to talk to him, yeah. I'm going to give him a brief.
So you want to come look at it?
I want to go see some toys. So you have an aesthetic objection to the way the vehicle is.
Yeah, go look at it.
A new fire truck.
Engine?
Yeah. Ladder truck?
Brian, I have to come see it some other time.
All right.
I definitely want to see it.
One trip all over
here. All right, fire truck show. Follow Brian. I'm going home.
Tell you what, Bob, boys and their toys.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, bye tomorrow.